Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
Several Florida men out there in the news, and actually Florida ladies, too. We're doing both sides. First, I thought this was interesting. A Florida man went viral on the internet for getting an alligator to open a can of beer. The guy put his hand into the water, tapped on it, so an alligator would swim up to him. He was with his buddies. All you hear is bad language and cheering, so I'm not going to play the audio. But he stuck the can of beer in the alligator's face, and it opened the beer and then tried to eat him and swung and missed. And he was apparently very happy about that. At some point, I think that some alligator is going to get a little luckier, and that guy's going to get a little less lucky if he keeps doing it. But there's no more Florida man story than Florida guy opening a beer by using an alligator for whatever reason. There's also this story about a dude who had a bad firework experience, which I imagine is a very common thing that happens a whole lot for these types of people that go viral, especially out of Florida. The dude is okay. I guess he said he almost lost his hand. He chipped a tooth. His wrist is broken. His palm is fractured. A bunch of bad stuff, but nothing permanent. What I thought was really interesting, though, is Jacksonville's local TV station did a story about how he's a hero now because he's warning other people about the dangers of fireworks, something that feels like you only really need that warning in a place like Florida. Most of us know they're dangerous. Here's a little bit of that news report.
The man who I spoke with is currently in Gainesville as doctors are trying to save his hand. Firefighters say even though it's after July 4th, people are still going to be lighting those fireworks off, and they have simple warnings for people who are going to do so.
It was crazy because I seen it on the news the other day about you guys sharing about the safety of fireworks, and it's so crazy, a blink of an eye, it happened to me.
I'll stop it right there. The blink of an eye, it happened to him. Don't hold fireworks in your hands is one thing I can say out there. The guy is lucky that his hand is still intact, which is a good thing, of course. And then, as I said, a Florida woman out there in the news, too. A Florida woman allegedly used a, quote, large magnet she got off of Amazon to steal clothing and other stuff from brick and mortar stores. She was only caught because she was pulled over while doing illegal stuff on a moped with a friend. And then in her bag, police found a whole bunch of clothing that still had little devices on them. Large magnet from Amazon helped a woman steal stuff from Florida. That's Florida Man and Woman News. Craig Collins filling in on The Dana Show.
Folks over at Kel-Tec, awesome firearms company founded in Florida in 1991, and they make boomsticks, very innovative boomsticks, quality-made boomsticks, family-owned and operated, and they share your values as well over at Kel-Tec. Now, they've got all kinds of firearms. We've been talking about the Sub-2 Cajun 3 for months now, and it's continuing the mission of the game-changing innovation and performance. The Sub-2K Gen 3 Light Foldable Effective, and it features everything from reconfigured action, got a redesigned operating handle for added comfort, light and action, easy racking, light and 5-pound trigger pull, ambidextrous bolt hold open as well, all providing improved manipulation, and Kel-Tec family-owned values at their best. See everything that Kel-Tec has to offer for yourself. See the Sub-2K Gen 3, where you don't have to detach your optics to fold it in half, saving some space. You do with the other ones. See it for yourself at KeltecWeapons.com, and be sure to follow them on social media. That way you can be up to date with all the latest info. KeltecWeapons.com. Tell them Dana sent you.
Joe Biden called into Morning Joe on MSNBC for some reason. I really do think that this might have been a surprise, although maybe not. Who knows? To the Morning Joe people. Mika seemed particularly surprised. But I have several pieces of audio from that. So let's start there. Joe Biden calling into Morning Joe and getting upset right from the start when he is called the presumptive nominee, and he is not for that. I'm definitely the Democratic nominee. Darn it. How dare you? What have you heard? That sort of thing becomes a focal point. So let's play that audio first, and then we'll get to a bunch more of what's out there in the world.
Now for something a little different, and from inside the White House, we have a special guest. Joining us now, the 46th president of the United States and presumptive Democratic nominee, Joe Biden, calling in to Morning Joe right now. Good morning, sir.
Hey, Mika, I'm more than presumptive. I'm going to be the Democratic nominee.
How dare you?
Okay, well, Mr. President, that leads to the...
Yeah, they're going to ask him a bunch of questions, and some of them are going to be a little bit hard. But again, media does not deserve praise for finally deciding to challenge their own candidate on their side of the political aisle, MSNBC among the worst of them. But let's hear from when Joe gets a little more frustrated. He gets angry. He starts yelling stuff. That seemed to be an interesting moment that went viral for a lot of people.
The American public is not going to move away from me as the average voter. And again, I'm here for two reasons, pal. One, to rebuild the economy for hardworking middle-class people. Give everybody a shot.
Okay.
It's a straight shot. Everybody gets a fair chance, number one. Number two, remember all this talk about how I don't have the black support? Come on, give me a break. Come with me. Watch. Watch. I'm getting so frustrated by the
elite. Yeah, I can tell.
Now, I'm not talking about you guys, but about the elite in the party who they know so much more. But if any of these guys don't think I should run against me, go ahead, announce the president. Challenge me at the convention.
Come on, challenge me. Take me on. Let's see what happens. Nothing bad occurs when Joe Biden is challenged by people, maybe in a debate or anywhere else like that. But again, those were some of the interesting moments as far as the defiant, the angry Biden. Of course, there was also the broken brain Biden, because that's the guy that actually exists there. Here's a little example of that.
The Biden plan, which got in Israel for the Gaza Strip, is something that was adopted by the UN Security Council. Whether it comes to fruition, it's awful close. We'll see. G7. But look, I'm not going to explain anymore about what I should or shouldn't do. I am running.
I'm not going to explain to you any of the positions I'm going to take if I continue to stay in the White House. Why would anyone want me to do that? Explain to you what my agenda is, because I can't explain it, because I have no idea what it is most of the time. I love that. And I love that Joe Scarborough did try to jump in there at one point and save the guy. I'll play that part again, because I think it's interesting. As you start stumbling around and getting confused as to what organizations you're even working with on certain agenda points, Joe's like, all right, anyway, let's move on. And then our president continues with some rambling.
The Biden plan, which got in Israel for the Gaza Strip, is something that was adopted by the UN Security Council. Whether it comes to fruition, it's awful close. We'll see. G7. But look, I'm not going to explain anymore about what I should or shouldn't do. I am running.
I love that. I'm not going to explain any more about what I should or shouldn't do or anything that I have a plan to do. Like, none of that matters. It'll be fine. By the way, one other thing I thought was interesting out there, the vice president might at some point actually be the president. And there's a couple different theories on this. Some of them are that this has been planned for a while, which I thought was very interesting as a take out there, because no matter how much trouble Biden and his family could get in for all of the Hunter Biden business deal situations that might be occurring, you might want to promote someone from within the vice president and then make her the president and then allow her to pardon Biden and his family for any wrongdoing that might have occurred. That is a very interesting take. And I think that deserves a lot more focus as we look moving forward to what happens. But obviously, if Biden is decided to be by his own party incapable of continuing to be the president for four more years, it begs the question, how is he possibly capable of being the president for a few more months? If his brain is broken, it has to be real broken. And so I thought this was interesting. The New York Post put out a story about how Kamala Harris might become the first DEI president in the history of our country. And you know what's so funny about that? As soon as the Post put that out, a bunch of people went crazy. A bunch of the liberal media people and, you know, politicians started screaming and yelling racism, or this is horrible. This is terrible. How dare anybody try to refer to Kamala Harris as a DEI hire? That is ridiculous. That is untrue. And you know what's so funny about that is you just have to dive into audio from MSNBC from 2020 before Biden actually picked his vice presidential candidate. And you hear it said out loud. You hear Reverend Al Sharpton say those exact words to Biden. You better hire a black woman as your VP. And he says, we've talked about it. You understand it. You get it. So literally And this is the thing, I think it breaks my brain all the time whenever you talk about diversity, equity, inclusion, all that crap out there, is it actually takes away from the people who get jobs that they deserve. And what I mean by that is when you shape it as being this person's going to be hired because they're this skin color, or they're this sex, or they're this whatever, you already put in everyone's brain that the individual you just picked was not the best candidate. It's just the candidate that checked specific boxes. So it not only hurts the fact that you're not picking the best person for the job, it also hurts the person you put in that position, because no one will think they're the best for the job. This happens again and again and again. And any time that you question it, liberal media and crazy left-leaning people yell and scream about how racist you sound. But truthfully, I wouldn't want a job if someone said to me, the reason we hired you is that you're this sex or this race or this any. I wouldn't want that. I'd want a job because I was the best person for it. But here, I'll play you some audio to prove it. 2020 election. So several years ago, Al Sharpton interviewing Biden about his campaign, talking about the vice presidential pick, and saying out loud into a microphone and a camera that it better be a black woman. It better be a DEI hire. And Biden apparently was acknowledging, I guess, off the air with Sharpton, that that's totally fine.
And you and I have talked. You know that I prefer a black female. You've committed to a woman. You've committed to a woman, a black woman, to the Supreme Court. I won't press you on that because you've given it to a committee. But for the record, we have had that discussion and you listened and said you're going to make the decision after the committee raises it. And credible leaders, Melanie Campbell of the Black Women's Roundtable and others, have raised it. And part of it, I think, is the sensitivity of black women have to deal with sexism and racism. You know,
Now I understand why Sharpton's going to say that this is important. This is why we need a person that looks like this, or a person that is this sex, in the White House. But it's hilarious because they literally said it out loud several times. Actually, I remember that Gavin Newsom in California also said when he was going to replace a politician, he was going to make sure to pick a black woman. That is pandering. That's all the things that you know it to be and I know it to be. And it's ridiculous and it's dumb. And for that reason, no matter how much the left wants to get mad at a article in the New York Post, it's true. It is a DEI hire that might wind up being the president of the country, who will tell us that she's proud of where she's gotten to and she's not, you know, affected by what has been or whatever the crap is she says all the time and repeat.
I agree with Annie Oakley, who said, quote, I would like to see every woman know how to handle guns as naturally as they know how to handle babies. Now, I myself regularly conceal carry a 9mm. Now, that said, not every woman is like me, has had the hours of training that I've had, or feels comfortable around firearms due to years of use, or maybe they're by a gun-free zone. I'd like to change that what I can while encouraging self-defense at the same time. So this is where Byrna comes in. It's kind of like a starter weapon. They make a non-firearm firearm. I like the idea of incredible force sending chemical irritants towards a threat as an additional option for women. And the Byrna SD model shoots chemical irritant projectiles, 68 caliber rounds that can deter threats in their tracks up to 50 feet away. I mean, it hits hard. Easy target acquisition, zero recoil. Byrna is legal in all 50 states. There's no background checks, no permits required. It's shipped directly to your door. Gun-free isn't applicable to Byrna. It's great for wherever guns are banned. Visit Byrna.com/Dana for 10% off. That's BYRNA.com/Dana.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
There's a crazy story out there. I think this is out of Tennessee, about a U.S. Navy veteran who's been told he's not an American, even though he is, and he fought for our country. He's in his 70s. He was a truck driver for a very long time, too. They took his license away. Look, I'm all for making sure that citizens have rights and people who are here illegally do not have rights. But when the government screws up for something as embarrassing as this, you need to fix it and fix it quick. It's been reported on quite a few different places. But Tennessee has a U.S. Navy veteran who has been told that he's not a citizen. and he can prove that that's wrong. By the way, this just made me quickly think of a buddy of mine that's a huge fan of Dana's show. He's a Navy guy, too. His name is M.T. Reagan. He's actually undergoing surgery for some stuff, and I just want to wish him well, and I'm sure he'll be thrilled to hear that on this show that he's such a big fan of. But M.T. Reagan, hopefully things are going great for you, a Navy dude, friend of mine. Other stuff out there as far as Quick Five goes, Danny Trejo, the actor, was in a brawl on the 4th of July that started because of a water balloon that somebody chose to throw at the guy. He's 80, but he usually plays a character that's fairly intimidating in any movie he's in. So I would think that out of all the 80-year-old actors, Danny Trejo is the wrong dude to throw a water balloon at. Here's a little bit of the audio of them talking about this.
I'm so sad that I behave the way I behave. I'm so sad that grown men got to throw water balloons. I don't think I would have even got out of the car if somebody hadn't yelled, "It's acid." Yeah. I immediately got out to look at the hood, and then when I got out of the car, I looked, boom, and a balloon hit me, and then I looked up and I see a guy. I don't know what in the hell is wrong with you. So when he grabbed me, I stepped back and I fell off the curb. I'm sad. Yeah. I'm just sad that there's still people like from the 50s and 60s that still feel the same way because no one else was targeted.
Come on, you got a classic lowrider in a parade. Yeah. That's the last thing you want is to get water on it.
I would be embarrassed. I attacked an 80-year-old man, and he's still talking and laughing.
Yes. Yeah, I would be embarrassed, too. But Danny Trejo is the unique exception to that rule. One last thing. NASCAR has unveiled an electric vehicle that has no engine roar, which means that it's boring and dumb. And I don't want to see that one on a track anytime soon without at least a fake version of an engine. Because where's the fun in that, man? Silent NASCAR? Terrible. All right. Quick break. A lot coming up. Craig Collins filling in on The Dana Show right here. More talking about Biden, of course, and his mental inability coming up next. And then also a sustainability queen that's being praised online for getting trash toys that she gives to her children. That's a real story. I'll explain more about it in just a bit. This broke earlier today. A Parkinson's doctor apparently visited the White House 10 times and spoke with other medical experts, most often visiting the White House medical unit. This is what visitor logs have shown. Here's the thing about this. This started happening in November of 2022. So anytime that media tells you that they're brand new to the idea that Biden is not mentally capable or that, you know, he's been protected and all of this has been shrouded in secrecy. And just now, finally, media, which is irate. I actually read one description that says the press corps are irate at the White House for not giving more time between Biden and press. This has been going on since he was first in this office. But again, these things were out there. You could go find it. But a neurologist, a movement disorder specialist has visited Walter Reed National Medical Military Medical Center on at least 12 occasions, probably more. It's just crazy to see this, or 10 occasions, excuse me, because, again, it's absolutely ridiculous to listen to anyone say that what Biden is going through is something that's new. And actually, you know what? I'll play something else. ABC News changed their official transcript of the Biden interview because one moment was getting a unique amount of attention online. Where Biden said the word goodest, not exactly a word. That's been changed in the official transcript. I'll go ahead and play you the audio so you decide if the president spoke this or not. But how petty and how interesting for the White House to be this obsessed now with any sort of public display of stupidity from our current president that they'd even want to change this. And again, it's actually something that aired. So you have the official version of audio video to play anytime someone tells you it's not something that the president said.
Mr. President, I've never seen a president at 36% approval get reelected.
Well, I don't believe that's my approval rate. That's not what our polls show.
So you're also doubting all the polling, which is something that other people do on occasion. But you tell us the truth and those people lie.
And if you stay in and Trump is elected and everything you're warning about comes to pass, how will you feel in January?
I feel as long as I gave it my all and I did the goodest job as I know I can do.
And I did the goodest job that I know I can do. Then everything's fine. I'll play that again for you. ABC has officially changed the transcript to not say the word goodest.
As long as I gave it my all and I did the goodest job as I know I can do. That's what this is about.
That's what this is about. Me doing the goodest that I can goodly do with my goodernesses. I can't help it. But again, how petty. Like, out of all the things you'd want to correct that Biden said or did, I feel like that's at the lower end of the list of you know, getting that word wrong, as opposed to the massive amount of other things that have been swings and misses. But darn it, they got that one. They had ABC play along. Also, Whoopi Goldberg is going viral from The View because of what she said about when she actually would stop voting for Biden, when he would lose her support. And it's weird. This rant is odd for a couple reasons. I think probably the biggest reason it's odd is, and you probably know someone like this in your life, that just refuses to ever change their opinion. Well, you probably know a lot of people like this in your life. Refuse to do it no matter what information you present to them, no matter how much of their stated facts you can disprove. Tucker Carlson actually said this just before getting fired from Fox News, which I thought was pretty interesting, in a speech he gave, that in his career he had tried mustering more facts than the people he was arguing with, and it never did anything to convince them that their position was wrong. That's an interesting thing to hear from a guy that's been a lot of places in the world of media. But here is Whoopi saying that it doesn't matter what happens. The president has got her vote, even if he's pooping himself. I'm not making it up. She said it. Here we go.
I'm just going to add my two cents because I wasn't here on the day that y'all talked about it.
Well, thank God.
I don't care if he's pooped his pants. I don't care if he can't put a sentence together. Show me he can't do the job. And then I'll say, OK, maybe it's time to go. Now, he had a bad night the first time that he went out and debated with Kamala Harris. And everybody wanted him to quit then, say, you can't talk to women like this. Or, you're doing this wrong. You're doing that wrong. He came back, said, you know what? I got it. And gave 4 years. So, yeah, I have poopy days all the time. I step in so much poo you can't even imagine.
I don't understand where the win is there. And by the way, I have another kind of reaction to this. So the basic premise of what Whoopi or anyone on the left is going to say is it doesn't matter how embarrassing Biden is publicly. It doesn't matter if he looks like an idiot, if he faces the opposite direction of all the other world leaders, and then news media has to make the excuse that, hey, there were people where Biden was looking. There wasn't no one over there, even though he was evidently the only person going the way he was going. And there's so many of those. But so the basic premise is, if the job is done well to their side of the political aisle, then Biden is a worthwhile candidate to vote into office. You know what's so fascinating about that idea? Trump is someone that the left will scream and yell about how he behaves publicly. If he offends people, if he puts out mean tweets into the world, whatever he does that they don't like, that they say is unpresidential. I would think that pooping yourself is something that's not exactly presidential in nature, not something we'd be proud of. And yet the most basic element of why some people will acknowledge that, hey, Trump has said some things that I wouldn't have said if I was running for an office or out in public in general, but I still want to vote for him because of how good of a job he did when he was in the office. That's exactly the argument Democrats are now trying to use for a person whose brain doesn't work. They're excusing behavior that is detrimental to the ability to do any job. And it's sort of fascinating to hear it made that way, because, again, this is the same side of the aisle that thinks the number one reason that Trump shouldn't be in the White House is not because he did something horrible when he was in office. It's not because he did anything that they're going to say is, you know, a demonstration of all the fear mongering before he got in there in 2016. The reason is that he says stuff that they don't like, or he says stuff that they consider to be offensive. So he embarrasses us or embarrasses them or whatever it is that they say he does. And that, again, is excusing behavior where Biden just mumbles nonsense.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.